This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's congressional testimony from the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States was fairly unremarkable, to be honest with you, except for two things. One, members of the Senate Banking Committee seem to have taken a sudden interest in LIBOR. Many questions to Mr. Bernanke about the manipulated interest rate that was in the news a couple of weeks ago. And two, a couple of members of the panel actually asked him what they should do to get the economy going again. He was not going to touch that.
I've been assigned to focus on maximum employment and price stability, not to hold threats over Congress's head. Congress is in charge here, not the Federal Reserve.
Boom. Anyway, something the Fed chairman didn't say today could be seen as good news if your future is tied to a 401k or a pension plan. Bernanke offered no hints the central bank is going to be buying more government bonds, as it has been for a couple of years now. That, in turn, sent Treasury yields just slightly higher. And every little bit helps when it comes to retirement investing these days, since interest rates are so low. Take just as one example, the country's biggest pension fund, the California Public Employees Retirement System. In the fiscal year just ended, CalPERS managed to eke out, get this, a 1% return on its investments. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon has the story.
Given inflation, 1% is barely standing in place, but that hasn't changed the rosy outlook from CalPERS. It needs to reach 7.5% to afford retirement benefits for more than 1.3 million government workers in California. Chief Investment Officer Joseph Deere told us today he remains confident of meeting that obligation in the long term. He notes that just 2 years ago, the fund enjoyed a 20% return.
One of the genuine attributes of a market system is cycles. Sometimes things go really well and there's a lot of exuberance. Sometimes you're in tough periods and there's a lot of pessimism. And what you know is the cycle will turn and things will change.
Deere says as bleak as things look for the biggest of pension plans down to individual 401k investors, the same rule applies.
One of the keys to success is understanding what your risk tolerance is, developing an investment plan that you have a high degree of conviction in, and then sticking with that plan. You can be happy when it's performing well, but you can't abandon it when it begins to underperform.
But a growing chorus of critics argues state and local pension plans do need to change to recognize today's realities and risks. Andrew Biggs is a pension analyst for the American Enterprise Institute.
These guys are not running a 401k plan where if the returns aren't there, it's somebody else's problem. If the returns don't materialize, it's CalPERS' problem. It's the taxpayer's problem.
Biggs says rather than taking on more risk in the quest for elusive returns, the CalPERS numbers illustrate that government and employees will need to pay in more to make up the shortfall. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.